Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Glad you could join us on another beautiful Monday morning. Mostly sunny skies today, high near 77. Clear tonight, low near 40. And then for Tuesday, sunny with a high near 78. I mean, Joel, we're talking 80s in late October, for God's sake. It's just been, this weekend was just beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, my gosh.
I don't know what else to say, but yes.
I mean, I know you said you got out and we're having some fun golfing. And I was getting stuff done around the house. Somebody just came in, now Rennie just came in and said, did you see, I didn't watch one football game yesterday because I was out power washing the house, taking care of the deck, and just doing yard work. I'm like, I sat outside last night, turned the fire on, read a book. I'm like, there's no need to be in the house when it's weather like this. I can't believe it.
I concur. I did watch the Browns-Bengals game and cheered for the Bengals to win.
Not for Deshaun Watson getting hurt.
Nope. I cheered for the Joe Burrow and the Bengals because I still feel like there's hope. And I feel like there's a chance, and I just want to cheer them on. I love to watch Joe Burrow play.
So were you a Bengals fan beforehand, or are you just a Burrow fan?
Pretty much a Burrow fan.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much a Burrow fan. I grew up an Oakland Raiders fan.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because you knew somebody.
Well, I knew somebody, but, I mean, you know, Ray Guy and Kenny Stabler and George Blanda. Mm-hmm. I mean, George Blanda was playing pro football at the age of 47.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a youngster, I'm like, I can appreciate that.
Yep.
So, I don't know. The Raiders got a little sideways for me with the...
All the moving?
Well, the moving and then the fandom.
Oh.
I mean, you're like, their equivalent of the dog pound is just a little much for me. So, I'm kind of off the Raiders. But I do like to watch Joe Burrow play. Mm-hmm. I like his style. I like his panache. And I watched a little bit of the Super Bowl rematch.
Oh yeah, who won? I don't even know who won that game.
Well, come on,
Mahomes, and the officials,
of
or
course.
Was this one?
Of course,
was this a game course. That the officials were involved?
Well,
in
I don't know that I can say adequately one way or the other, but
okay.
Mahomes, please.
Yeah. All right,
and
all
Tom
right.
Brady fawning over him got a little old.
Yeah.
So you know,
and again, I haven't yet to hear Brady call a game.
Yeah. Well, you're not missing a lot.
That's what I hear. The people are saying he's making all this money. He's not
Greg
bringing
Olson
much to the table.
Is so much better.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but you know. Chips fall.
Olsen doesn't have 7 Super Bowls.
No.
To his credit.
It's right, but he's he's a heck of a color man.
Well, I mean, he's making his money, I'm sure.
I'm sure, but it's just not the same.
But
just not the same.
Controversy from yesterday with that Browns game, and I, again, didn't watch it. I just happened to see it today. I guess fans were cheering when Deshaun Watson got hurt, and now they're getting called out and just blasted by media and the Browns players. I think that's the one where... I mean, you can be a fan, you can boo if somebody's not playing well, and I think we would all agree that the Browns, and especially Deshaun Watson's not playing well, but Lord almighty, guy gets injured, gets taken off on a cart, and people are cheering. That's just, that's not right.
I do not condone that behavior, but I understand the passion with which they come to the game, and another losing season.
So far. I don't know how they're going to dig out a 1-6.
Well, Jameis Winston, I mean, you know, guy showed up and played okay. So a lot of people thought he was the de facto quarterback anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Sometimes things have a way of sorting themselves out.
And talking about sorting things out, the new AP poll is out. Ohio State is 4th, right where they were last week. No big surprise to me. I mean, kind of figured with obviously Texas getting beat by Georgia that Georgia would probably go past Ohio State. Penn State is 3rd. Penn State and Ohio State had the week off, and Oregon's the new number 1. I mean, what can you say? Your team lost by 1 point on the road to now the number 1 team in the country. Again, I think they are, as long as they don't stub their toe somewhere else, and by stub their toe, I mean one of the ugly, ugly losses.
Yeah.
You know, for what I saw happen in Nebraska over the weekend, Indiana put 56 on them, beat them by 49. A lot of people, I'm sure, are going to be expecting Ohio State to do that as well.
I would think so.
I mean,
I would think so.
The Hoosiers all of a sudden are a power in the Big Ten.
I'm telling you, but that Penn State game, I mean, that one's been circled from the beginning.
Yep.
And it's a 3-4 right now. And, of course, Oregon. Who does Oregon play this week?
I'm not sure who they have.
I think they play Illinois.
Do they? Okay,
and
yeah,
Illinois
I'm not sure.
is ranked 20th.
Illinois looks good now.
So there's a potential upset. You know, I mean, number 1s haven't lasted real long this year.
No, ask Texas.
So that could be a 3-4. It could be a 2-3. I mean, who knows? But it's going to be a big game. And the game at the end of the season just continues to be more and more lackluster, which I don't like.
See, I don't
like it because it just, you throw the records out and all that stuff anyway. But now Team Up North has something to prove.
Oh, you're worried about it from that way.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're looking at it that way.
Absolutely.
I thought you were looking at it as that you know what, they've lost three games they've lost. Yeah. Now you're not worried about them.
No, I'm totally, I'm more worried now than I was at the start of the season. Because that's how this game goes. It's a trap game every time for the Buckeyes, especially lately, and they'll have nothing to lose, and they just, I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it.
Well, after what I saw Saturday, I don't fear Michigan at all.
That's
bad.
The complacency. It's just like, this guy hasn't three-putted in 4,000 holes, and bam. This guy hasn't missed a free throw in 100 games. Bam. This guy hasn't missed a chip shot field goal in 42 games. Bam. That's the whole point.
That's Dave Doney speaking.
That's the whole point.
I don't know if that's how Ryan Day is looking at
it. I don't fear Michigan at all. It's time to fear the team up north.
No, I think this will be a shellacking.
It's fine.
I think they will handle their business, but let's worry about the games up until then. I mean, you're talking still the end of November, so... Again, like you said,
that's the only game I care about this whole year. I've said it from the beginning. I continue to say it.
Well,
and now I'm more puckered than ever.
Now, see, I think you better take that Penn State game in hand because that could be a doomsday if they were to lose that. I mean, that's the one. I mean, you got to win them all now. I mean, that's what I say about Notre Dame. We got to win them all. Doesn't matter to me who you're beating.
If they lose another close one on the road, they don't fall that far. They still got a chance at the national
title.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they lose to the team up north at the end of the season,
yes, that would be
the death knell, which is why I'm more worried than ever.
That would be devastating.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Yes, it would.
High school football for you. Had a great game Friday night over in Mount Vernon. Your neck of the woods. Had never been over to that stadium before. Here's the other thing I found out. Coach Randy Boffman has never been there. And that was the first time ever against Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm. So now think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's been a coach since, 35, 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever to Mount Vernon, first time ever to play the Yellow Jackets. That to me, and again, I know different divisions and stuff like that. I understand that, but you would have thought at some point these teams would have seen each other. So for him, it was kind of cool to be there. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just not me. Great facility.
Yes.
I mean, and that's your alma mater?
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful facility. I didn't know it sat right in the neighborhood like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm driving and it's telling me go here, go there, go here, go there. And I'm like, wow, look at there. It's a stadium.
All of a sudden, Friday Night Lights up upon you.
It's really a neat place
to
go.
Well, that campus has grown a lot since I graduated. I mean, most things have. But no, I mean, the fact that Mount Vernon is now in the Licking County League is weird to me because that's not Licking County. And used to be, I mean, we were in the OCC back in the day playing all the big Columbus schools. So the Columbus schools have clearly grown past where... Mount Vernon is, so I guess welcome to the Licking County League.
And we talked about that, and I just thought, okay, because I had some reservations about it, but let me tell you something. And I knew they would. Valley fans traveled, and the Mount Vernon fans were really into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though it was pretty much a one-sided ball game, they were into it. So I think they're looking forward to making some of these, rivalries like a Utica, a Northridge, or Johnstown, where they're not really that far away. And Valley's not that far, so to speak. But when you get out in the other parts of the county, like Watkins and Licking Heights, and then when Zanesville's got to travel, then I could see some folks being
I mean, it used to be you played Grove City, Groveport. I mean, Dublin, Hilliard. I mean, those are all-day bus rides. So the fact that it's more Licking County now should be a little more palatable to the fans.
Friday night we'll be over at Whitefield as Newark. Oh my goodness, what a story there. 6-3, first winning season in I think 2005 for the Wildcats. Coach Bill Franks has gotten that thing turned around. 6-3, they'll be taking on Lancaster. There's talk, as I was reading articles over the weekend, that the Wildcats, depending on how things were to fall, could host a first-round playoff game.
Nice.
Now, if you'd have said that at the beginning of the season, a lot of people would have been like, put down the alcohol. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But Coach Franks has got that program turned around. They had a good comeback win against Reynoldsburg last Friday night, and they'll get Lancaster this week, and we'll be there for that game, Rennie and myself. So looking forward to it. We had them earlier in the year, and they handled business against Zanesville. Who knows? I mean, you finish 7-3. there's a good shot that they could get a first-round game.
That'd be strong.
It would. I mean to tell you, because that – look, Whitefield is always a great place to go watch a game. But, I mean, if you've got – where you got playoff implications and stuff, I expect kind of a great scene there Friday night. So it should be a lot of fun, as it's hard to believe. It's the final week of the regular season. This time next week, we'll know who's playing and where they're going. So it'll be a lot of fun. Stay up to date with us on Buckeye Country 107.7. We'll have the high school football for you. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an important event taking place at City Council tonight in Newark as it pertains to homelessness. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a long-time resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Monday morning, mostly sunny skies. Today, high near 77. Clear tonight, low near 43. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Pushing 80 tomorrow, 78, 79 degrees. So beautiful weather. If you've got to get outside and do some things, like I said, I did a lot over the weekend. Yard work, power wash the house, most of it. Still have one area I got to do. I just forgot, when you get old and you stand up on a ladder and you go up and down a ladder and you got to hold it with your right hand and you're like, you get old, you kind of remember some things. Like, hey, I wasn't built to be doing this all day long.
You're not wrong.
So, got to finish that up. As I mentioned before the break, tonight in Newark City Council chambers, a big ordinance is going to come before City Council, and it's on a second reading. So that means tonight they will vote on it, unless for some reason they would want to table it. I don't know why. They've had more than enough discussions about the camping ordinance on public property, and it's mostly, and don't let anybody tell you any different, I think everybody knows this, it's you know, to deal with the homeless population and some of the issues that folks are seeing in the downtown area, especially South 2nd Street area, where they're finding a lot of these encampments. And folks have just said it's enough. We need something to be done by City Council. Please step up. We feel bad for folks who have no shelter, but we also can't have people, you know, they're worried about, not worried, it happens, the things being stolen, trash being left laying around. So City Council has put this ordinance together, and from the way I look at it, it's probably going to pass. I know Bill Cost Jr., the lone Democrat on City Council, has been strongly against it. He voted no, not to send it out of the safety committee. So tonight we shall see how this is going to play out. It'll be interesting.
Well, when it's a problem, it's a problem. And, you know, even though, I mean, a lot of people are, you know, not in my backyard. So if it's not really impacting you, it's like, yeah, you know, laissez-faire attitude about it. But for people that are impacted, and the trash and the other remnants of the campments, that is seems to be the most distasteful part of it. But, you know, theft comes along with it as well. And again, you know, we've talked to United Way, we've talked to homeless advocates, you know, veterans associations, and on and on. And, you know, there are people that are homeless not by choice. And, you know, Newark is well known as having great resources for homelessness. And so that, whether that attracts people here or causes people to, once they arrive, stay in the area, that's one thing. But, you know, just imagine your own residence and imagine having homeless people camped on its periphery, and how, I mean, whether you get to know them or not, whether you find that unnerving or not, it's an uneasy situation for a lot of people. So, you know, to ask a governing body to step in and make a ruling one way or the other, it seems appropriate to me. But having a plan for the homeless people, I mean, that's really what needs to come about. It's like, well, you can ban them from here, but they got to go somewhere. And so does that just push them out further, to another community? Does it push them into the country? Not really sure, but having a comprehensive plan, which is can't camp, but here's what you can do, that also seems appropriate.
Well, again, this tonight, what will come before council is, you know, I think it's after the, they'll get the warning, be asked to move along, but then if they don't, I mean, you're talking about being taken to jail, paying fines, and which to me, again, some folks may have the wherewithal to pay. Like I said, there's folks who are used to this lifestyle, and that's, again, hard for me to wrap around my mind around it, but that's the way they choose to live. I mean, so you're talking about possible jail time, fines, longer jail time, and, you know, can we be able to put them in the jails if you start rounding up the homeless? I mean, what's that going to do to the jail system, the sheriff's office? Is there enough space there to take these folks? So it's got a lot. And again, is it a perfect solution to this? No, as you just mentioned. But, you know, when you've got people coming to city council on a weekly basis saying, hey, look, something needs to be done here. We can't have this if we want to grow the downtown, if we want to grow the community. We can't have the homelessness. We can't have the crime. We can't have, you know, the trash. And, you know, people were posting pictures over the weekend, finding needles laying around in parks where kids play. You can't have that. I mean, my heart goes out to anybody who has to. Thank God I've never been in that situation. Been poor as kids, dirt poor. But mom was always able to find a way to put a roof over our heads, be it from help from family or whoever. So I feel for these people, but you know, you got to take responsibility for yourself as well. I mean, it's one thing to be homeless. It's another to leave some of the stuff and do some of the things that a lot of folks are doing.
Yeah, it's 100% right. I mean, when it becomes a problem, then you have to take action. And again, it seems appropriate that city council is going to make a ruling tonight. But I hope, as a part of that, that there is a plan. There is some kind of, you know, because again, if the prisons, the jails become overwhelmed, then that's another problem. And then it's a revenue issue, and then on and on and on. So we talked to United Way just last week, and there's ample resources to handle homeless people in the community. So it's just marrying those things up. And whether, again, it's homelessness by choice, homelessness because of loss of job or big
medical bills,
yeah. Those kinds of things, those pop up. But, you know, people have an attitude about homeless people that maybe isn't always spot on. There's people that are homeless not by choice. So getting them married up to the appropriate help, to the appropriate means, and getting them back on track. And, you know, part of that is, as we learned, affordable housing, attainable housing, and those kinds of things. I hope that's a part of the conversation.
Well, I just, from watching the city council meetings, I heard several council members say, you know, this is a start, but we got to figure out what to do with folks. How do we get them to the help that they need? And I think, you know, as Deb Dinga said last week on Friday's show, you know, if you want to be a part of that conversation over at OSU Newark COTC at the Warner Center on the 29th, Tuesday the 29th, they're going to have a community forum to discuss. And, you know, as long as folks, and to most folks, you know, you go, you have constructive criticism about somebody, you don't agree with what they have to say, that's fine. But give us, you know, an alternative. Mm-hmm. That's what people want. Give us an alternative to what we're dealing with now. And maybe we can look into that and see what we can do. But for tonight, it'll all be on city council's shoulders as they will hear that ordinance on a second reading. You can go to the city's YouTube page if you can't make it down to city council tonight and at least be able to watch and see what goes on. I know the last few times this has come before, the committees and council has been pretty packed down there, so I would expect it'll be the same this evening. So we'll wait and see. I mean, this is why folks run for city councils, to make tough decisions like this. They know it's not always going to be easily say, go pave these streets or bring us more police on. I mean, there's times like this where you're going to have a tough decision.
Yeah, and there's pros and cons to whichever the outcome is. So that's why I hope it's well thought, and you know, that there are plans on the other side. Having said that, I feel bad for property owners that, you know, have had to deal with theft. have had to deal with trash and stuff, because that devalues your property. I mean, you know, people work hard to try to support their families and try to have, you know, maintain a property and you know, have identified Newark as a place that they want to live. I mean, we hear great things about the county and the community all the time. So when that, you know, it becomes an eyesore, I totally understand the uproar and the outrage.
Sure. I mean, again, I don't personally have to deal with that in my neighborhood where I live, but I know it's happening, and I don't want to see that. It does not reflect well on the community when you have to see that. So it'll be interesting tonight. Newark City Council, if I were to guess, my guess, it'll pass by a 9-1 vote. There may be another council member who decides otherwise, but that would be my guess is how it's going to go, because that's how I've read it throughout the last few months as they've talked about this. But again, you can go down to City Council, and committee meetings start at 5:45. Full City Council meets at 7, or you can sit at home, watch it on your YouTube. Just go to the Newark City Council's homepage, and they'll have it there for you. But it should be an interesting night in Newark City Council chambers. We'll have the update for you tomorrow morning here on Buckeye Country 107.7. And be sure to join us Wednesday. We'll have another Talk of the Town right here on Buckeye Country 107.7.